It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, okay, you're Mike Grody, right?
Bears.
It's Chris Ronji on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Where's my guy? My dude, my Redbird. Let's talk some football. Let's talk some Bears training camp. It is happening, dudes. Wow. Can't believe it. It's here. Chris Ronji, hour two of three tonight. And super happy that you are along for this ride until 9 o'clock tonight. The number, we're going to get back to your calls and text messages at 312-644-6767. But it is time again to go to the Score hotline presented by Circa Sports Illinois. My guy, your guy, our guy, Bears insider for 670 The Score, Mark Grody, is on the air. Hello, Mark.
Man, hearing the promos for the Bears and the countdown has come to one. I, like, all of a sudden have, like, the Bears scaries. I've got a little Bears anxiety now all of a sudden.
Oh, like first day of school?
Yes, exactly.
Like, am I going to get beat up this year or not? Is that the kind of thing you're thinking?
Right, absolutely. What are my, are these fresh new clothes that I finally get to wear on the first day of school, will people like them?
Oh, is Grody wearing patent leather shoes?
Yes. I want to look skippy in those. So yeah, man, I am feeling that though, just a little bit of Bears anxiety. Before I forget. I was listening to you in your first segment and talking about the Bears, and you said something that I think is just perfect, actually. I mean, you're talking about, like, what the expectations should be in terms of, you know, relative to wins, like, in evaluating them. And you said something that is absolutely true that we kind of forget because we all want to, you know, are they going to make the playoffs? Like, we're all about hyperbole right now. You said it has to look right. And I love that because that's a lot of what I'm thinking, too, from an offensive standpoint. Like, in terms of Caleb Williams and now having the obviously excellent weapons this year, does it look right? And if it looks right, that's probably going to add up to more wins, probably. But it may not. I mean, there's always a chance that it wouldn't. But if it looks right, then you're heading in the right direction.
Was it the, I want to say it was the 2019 season where they had, wasn't it like that, they had, was something like a 5-game win streak or?
Yep. Yeah, they, after.
Maybe it was a, I don't know, it was like they won 4 of 5.
Yes.
Or they started 3-1 and it was like, it just didn't feel right. Like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, they're good right now. They're 3-1 or 4-1 or whatever it was, but it just didn't. It's
right.
Like, you know
the
what I mean?
Fraud. They're frauds. They're frauds.
Yeah. Yeah, it felt that way.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes you can just tell, and you just know if a quarterback is on the right trajectory, if an offensive line is okay, is it on the right path, and so much of that has to be the case. Like, that's not where the bar is necessarily. It has to look right. I mean, I know the bar has to be at wins. Again, I think that would probably mean that there's going to be more wins if it looks right. But that's half the battle, and that's half the problem with his predecessors, with Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields. And I know that it gets difficult to keep going down that path, but did it ever look right with those guys? It never looked right with those guys.
So it was the following year. It was 2020. They started 5-1. And I remember I'm in St. Louis and my people who knew that knew I was a Bears fan, like, oh, your team's looking pretty good. I'm like, yeah, but
yeah,
and
you're not really watching.
Yeah. I mean, they are, but then they lose 6 in a row.
Right.
So yes. That's what it was. It's just that's what I was thinking. Like, so I think it's important that even if at the end of the year, I don't think it'll be this, but let's say they're 7-10 when it's over, mm-hmm. but something about it looks right. Like, okay, they're moving in the right direction. I think I'll be okay with that. I mean, I say it now, but I'm sure I'll be disappointed if they miss out on a wild card at the end of the year.
Yeah, no, you will be, and I have my expectations are very high for the Bears this year because that, and this is not just because of Caleb Williams, it's because that roster is good. That's a good roster on both sides of the ball. We know that there are holes on both sides of the ball, and there is unproven on both sides of the ball still in certain areas for sure, but you're going into this season with a really good roster. So there, it's incumbent upon, you know, that puts a little bit more pressure on Matt Eberflus. Now you've been given something with which to work finally, but it's there. There's the pieces are there, and now it's got to work.
So, all right, now that you cannot be there until Saturday, correct? Or can you go tomorrow?
Well, we are going tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
No practice tomorrow, but tomorrow is just
speakings.
Eberflus. The curtain opens.
Yes.
Yes, we've got Ryan Poles first at 10:30. The Flus speaking at 11, and then select players as well. I'm not sure if they've confirmed Caleb Williams for tomorrow, but my guess is that Caleb Williams will probably talk tomorrow.
Okay. What are you expecting to hear from the head coach?
Well, I think one of the things, like the main things that I would ask him or want to know from him is how he feels now after we all speculated about his job and maybe the relief that he's feeling having this roster relative to what he had the first 2 years. So I want to know like what his state of mind is heading to his third year where it's a vastly different it's completely different roster than he had, and his job was felt like it was dangling during the season. So I kind of want to know where his headspace is going into this season. As far as what he is going to want to impose to us, or what he may say or be interested in sharing with us, I'm sure he'll say some things about Caleb Williams and his opening and expectations for the players, and he'll talk about competition probably way too many times, probably, even though that there's not a ton of spots where players are competing. But, you're going to hear a lot of the same Flusisms as well, and we'll ask, hopefully we'll ask good questions.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and we are talking with Mark Grody, who is the Score's Bears insider and is with us on 670 at the moment. I think going in, clearly the biggest question is what Caleb Williams actually is. The hype we know, the personality we know he seems to be fitting in nicely, the talent we know all that stuff. What we don't know is how it translates when he's on the field in full speed against teams who are trying to kill him. We're not going to find that out for weeks, but I think secondary, at least for me, forget position stuff, roster stuff, I still am not entirely convinced they have the right head coach. How do you feel about that? Do you have similar concerns?
About the secondary, did you say?
The head coach.
Oh, about Flus. Yeah, I mean,
I call it the secondary concerns. I probably that was sorry, not
no,
the secondary
okay.
secondary.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I mean
sorry,
the
man.
You
I
have the primary,
yeah.
primary concern, secondary. I mean number two. So yeah, the head coach.
I do have concerns about Matt Eberflus still. You know, although. Not everything has been his fault. I mean, we just talked about the roster and where it is. He has not been a winning coach on the overall yet. Now, last year, You know, I would say Alan Williams may have been the one that saved Matt Eberflus's job, because that once Alan Williams was out as a defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus takes over calling the defensive plays, and it just so happened to be right in time when the Bears' defense started to get better, even before Montez Sweat came there. So I think that that may have saved him in part, or at least, you know, impressed his bosses in a big enough way to be to say, yeah, this guy deserves another chance to be part of this thing. But now that he has this roster, there's another level of expectation. There was enough speculation last year about Matt Eberflus's job to, you know, make me believe that they thought about this thoroughly, the Bears, and both the pros and the cons. But they decided that he is back, he is their guy. But now it's about it's a different bar with the players that are on this roster. So plenty of pressure on Matt Eberflus, and he's got to continue to grow as a head coach and a leader of a NFL franchise.
So this is where the situation is with Eberflus, and maybe this is more common than I realize, but we're paying attention to it because he's our guy. But he's either the favorite to be coach of the year or the favorite to be fired first.
It's so amazing.
It's right. I don't know how often this happens. Haven't done a deep dive into it, but that's the situation going in. It's crazy.
Yeah, and it makes sense in a lot of ways, because if the Bears do go to the playoffs or they have a winning record, then all of a sudden Matt Eberflus is a great story, and look what he endured in his first 2 years. And hey, look, that should be a lesson to other franchises around the NFL that, you know, you don't give up on a guy, and this guy was out the door. I mean, you're going to hear a lot of that sort of irreverent stuff that will be coming out of their mouths, and perhaps in, you know, justifiably, but if the Bears disappoint this year and it doesn't look right, you know, from the beginning of our conversation, if it doesn't look right, then unfortunately for Matt Eberflus, you know, he's next in line in succession of who they are going to hold responsible. The biggest name they held responsible last year was Luke Getsy in terms of the coaching staff. Like, in the line of succession, okay, you survive that, but probably if they disappoint, whether it's his fault directly or not, he'd be the one that would have to take it in this case.
Talking to Mark Grody on The Score, last couple of years, anytime you and I had a chance to talk some Bears during training camp, them getting ready for the season, we talked about how the Justin Fields feeling was preseason, that it felt different than Mitch Trubisky preseason, training camp, getting ready for the year. Just there was a different feel around camp. What are you going to be looking for in training camp this year as it pertains to Caleb specifically?
I think one of the biggest things that I want to see is he able to operate in a way at least similar to the way he did at USC. I was thinking about this today, and it's something if I get an opportunity to ask Caleb Williams, I want to ask him, how fast do you think you can, you know, for lack of a better way of putting it, can you have the downfield passing portion of this offense down? Because I feel like a lot of us, and I've bought into this, that, oh, you know, you start them slow and you don't unload it. You've got these great weapons and DJ Moore and Keenan Allen and Rome Odunze. Let them do the work and be conservative with your offense. But I'm thinking, you know, Caleb Williams is not – that's not his style, and I just wonder what the balance is going to be and how much they will let Caleb Williams be Caleb Williams. So I want to see how they operate that, and obviously there's been a lot of early steps taken. There will be early steps taken in the first days of camp too, things that we won't see towards the end of camp, that things will go up another level in theory. So I just want to see how they treat him and what they're willing to allow him to do.
All right, so let's talk about the center position, because the consensus seems to be the line is pretty good, got a lot of good talent there. If it's healthy, not quite sure about center, and you know, you got that combination of Bates and Shelton and Kramer. So what's your level of unease with how they are right up the middle there?
Yeah, I mean, there is unease because of that for sure, and just because what we saw, I mean, the one thing with Ryan Poles right now, the one part that he hasn't turned around on his watch is the center position. The Lucas Patrick signing was ultimately the mistake. I mean, there's no other way to look at it, and you know, this is where we're going to find out, you know, how good of a scout is or eye for talent or ability to do this job does Ryan Poles have? Like, you are tapping one of those guys, Coleman Shelton or Ryan Bates, to be the center for what is, perception-wise, the most talented quarterback the Bears have ever drafted. So it is important, and it's not, you know, the center position. We were talking about this earlier today. It is not considered a premium position in the NFL, so it's incumbent upon all these GMs. Can you find the non-premium price center to take care of your team? And we're going to find out if Ryan Poles can and how good Ryan Bates actually is. The money is, for me, I think, on Ryan Bates to get that job, but it's not out of the question that Coleman Shelton could as well. But I would say Bates is probably going to be the guy.
Okay, so let's switch over to the other side of the ball, because I think we all feel pretty good about the receiving core. It's not the best in the NFL, but it's pretty good. I mean, you got a rookie receiver, so there's going to be a little bit of growth there, but you know, Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, you feel confident with that. And Cole Kmet has become a pretty good pass catcher, too. So you feel okay with where they are there. On the other side of the ball, the defense last year turned into, after a while, a pretty strong defense. Are they strong enough up front?
I don't know yet. I mean, like, I think I may have even talked with you about this previously, but I think the Bears defense is good. It's a good defense. It's not a great defense. And even Tremaine Edmonds, he said the same thing. He said it's a good defense, and you know, there's another level that they can still get to. So I look at them as obviously a hugely important part of this. But are they strong enough up front? That depends, man. Like, Jervon Dexter there is a jump that Jervon Dexter needs to take. You know, he was good for a rookie last year. I don't know how good he was relative to other defensive linemen. So he's got a jump to make. Nobody has guaranteed him that three technique position. So I think that this is like huge for Jervon Dexter. And I haven't forgotten about Zach Pickens either, because I thought he had a disappointing rookie season. And I thought that from what I saw in training camp last year, and even during the preseason games, I thought Zach Pickens was going to play a big part, but he did not end up doing that. So, but I still think that he's got it in him. And then the other guy that I keep talking about, Chris, is DeMarcus Walker. And DeMarcus Walker is a guy who had a disappointing season last year. He was injured, had most of his training camp wiped out last year, never really got his feet on the ground, it felt like. And, you know, maybe he lives more up to expectations this year as well. So there's a lot of, you know, proving to do still on that defensive line, including Jervon Dexter and Zach Pickens. I'm cool with Big Bill Billingsley in the middle, but some of those other guys still have another level to get to.
All right, so going back to Caleb for just a moment, I heard you, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, talking about what the holdup probably was with his contract, and I wasn't ever really concerned that it wasn't going to get done, but, you know, you tend to freak out because weird things happen. But it was sort of interesting to me what your speculation was with why there might have been a hang-up, that it wasn't about money, that it could have been more about control. And that's kind of what it ended up being in regard to the franchise tag. And because he doesn't have agents, you know, like typical NFLPA agents, uh-huh, that they were testing waters. Do you think this opens the door more for players to come who might, you know, they might push it a little bit more the next time, and then a little bit more the next time after that? Do you think that's what this does?
Probably since the, you know, the story is national and people are interested and other players look at what is being reported, and nothing's been confirmed yet, but they're looking at that going, oh, that's interesting, trying to be paid as an LLC. Oh, wow, a forgivable loan? You know, to, you know, it's interesting, man. Like, and this has got, it's not only going to pique the interest of players, it's going to pique the interest of other labor lawyers, like the lawyers are for Caleb Williams, and that, yeah, and I don't think, like, I looked at this thing too, and some, yeah, what I had been told too was that the labor lawyers, one of the things that they were looking into as well is getting rid of that fifth year option as well. That was something that was, I was told, that might
yes.
be part of this as well, that, you know, the standard rookie contract is 4 years, and then the team has control for the fifth year option. We've seen that with Justin Fields and Mitch Trubisky, so I think we all know how that works, but he was trying to get it, or reportedly, to get it to a point where maybe it's 4 years and out. So, of course, I think that's going to tick in other players' brains, and it should. It should. I don't know that anything is plausible until their union gets together and tries to change things, but I look at it as nice try by Caleb's side, and yeah, good job on the Bears probably to say, and the NFL as well, to say no dice, you know, like no harm, no foul, I don't think, from either side on this.
All right, so training camp, you will be at it tomorrow. That's the day that you hear from everybody. What does a Lake Forest training camp, how does it differ from what it used to be in Bourbonnais?
Yeah, the thing is it honestly, like, even though camp is different and it's a different feel to it, especially when there are fans there, it almost is just like it is during the season. It's going to Lake Forest and then going home, so it doesn't have that adventurous feel. Like, some, I think it was my brother the other day, was, oh, I'm glad you don't have to go all the way to Bourbonnais. I'm like, no, I kind of enjoyed the getaway,
yeah,
to being, like, to get in, especially living in the city and then just being out in the open a little bit more, and be literally being in a dorm room and being on the campus where the team practices and just living that life for a few days was always kind of nice. And I didn't do it. I think I would have like two or three Bourbonnais before they switched it up to Lake Forest. I didn't have a lot of that, but to really, truly, genuinely be reminiscing about it. But I enjoyed it, Chris. I did.
All right, Grody, before we let you go, just because we love acronyms, we love the HITS principle and all that stuff. I'm assuming you've heard it, but just in case you haven't, I want to get your take on it anyway. Did you hear Eli Drinkwitz, the Missouri football coach, who had an interesting acronym for one of his players at Media Day, at the SEC Media Day?
Oh, I don't think I heard it.
Listen to this, Grody. Tell me what you think.
He's very consistent in his approach every single day. Obviously, he's got the STI, size, toughness, and instincts to be an elite player.
Oh. I kind of like that.
The STI.
Totally, man. Oh, that was awesome. Can you play that one more time for me, Tree?
He's very consistent in his approach every single day. Obviously, he's got the STI, size, toughness, and instincts to be an elite player.
Yeah. Size, so toughness, and instinct. STI. I respect that. That is great.
Our motto's win, and that is whatever is necessary today.
No. That's the first time I've ever heard that put in cool term. Yo, you got that STI.
I got that STI.
Yeah. You got that STI.
Oh.
That's right.
Mark Grody, he's got that humor, inventiveness, and vigor.
He's got that STI.
He's very consistent in his approach every single day. Obviously, he's got the STI, size, toughness, and instincts to be an elite player.
Oh, okay. Man. I assume all reporters that's about. Oh, wait, hold on a second. STI. STI.
It's the best.
It
is
the
best.
You can do that with any trio of words.
Yeah.
You can do it how you want to do it, Chris.
Grody, I'm so madly in love with you, and I'm so excited that you get to go do some Bears football tomorrow, and it's real.
Yeah,
this is great.
Bears anxiety. I am actually so happy that you get to break down the Republican convention, I assume.
Actually, because of this show tonight, I'm getting to miss all of the speeches. It's great. It's perfectly fine.
Somebody will get you up to date on your show tomorrow in St. Louis. They'll tell you what you need to know. So you'll get all the highlights, and then you'll do the show, and it'll be great. It'll be great.
For anybody who doesn't know, I am working. I'm doing a lot of current events, politics, nonsensical stuff on the Scores sister station in St. Louis, KMOX, and we've been covering the convention and the shooting, and this Bears thing has been just a really nice break.
This is like the toy department for you, man.
This is so great. Because you know what? It's so much more fun to get mad about something that doesn't matter, really. Yeah. You know?
And it'll go away.
It goes away. There's a new Bears season next year, and everything's fine.
That's so funny. It goes away. I see what you're doing. I see you, but we do move on.
Yeah. It's a beauty of sport. But, you know, I made this yesterday. I'm watching the convention. I think politics is fascinating, but it's gotten so dumb that I get to a point where I'm like, okay, I can't watch a convention. Doesn't matter if it's the Republican or Democratic convention. And so I'm flipping around, and Castaway is on, the Tom Hanks movie.
Yes.
And it is precisely on the scene where he has the infected tooth and he takes the figure skate with the blade in his mouth and he uses the rock to knock the tooth out. Yeah. And I said, this scene perfectly encapsulates how I feel watching political conventions.
That's great, man. That's a devastating scene. It's the worst.
It is the worst. Grody, enjoy tomorrow. We'll talk again soon.
Bye, Chris.
And next time we'll talk about that pitch clock.
Oh, the old pitch clock. Oh, yeah. Isn't the statute of limitations over on that one
yet?
Yeah,
it's over. It's over. It's over.
Oh, you're hilarious. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Love you, buddy.
See ya.
Mark Grody, he is the Scores Bears insider with us on 670 The Score on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. We will continue talking with you. The phone lines, they are open at 312-644-6767. I'm Chris Ranji on The Score.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's very consistent, his approach every single day. Obviously, he's got the STI, size, toughness, and instincts to be an elite player.
It's Chris Ranji on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Whoa. Coach. Coach, don't be telling people I got the STI. It might be funny to you in the press conference. Oh, man. So that was Eli Drinkwitz, head coach at Mizzou, SEC Media Day this week. And that was his acronym that he used, STI. And he's talking about his player, Caden Green. And I'm sure Caden Green totally appreciates that. Don't tell him I got an STI. Come on,
hey, Coach,
man.
Can you just call me, I don't know, like elite or a normal word?
Give me a what is it with football coaches and acronyms? What is it? Why do they think that the rest of us are so dumb, or the players are so dumb, that they can't understand messaging unless it's part of an acronym?
It's like that quote from The Office. It's like, why say lot word when few word do trick?
Wint. Whatever is necessary today. We got the hits principle. I don't understand the purpose behind it. Is it like one football coach does it, the next football coach thinks, well, that was kind of clever, I'm going to come up with one. And then the next football coach, he thinks the same thing. And so then they keep doing it. And then you end up with 500 different acronyms and they're all dumb to the point where now you're compelled to use STI because we've run out of acronyms. I mean, come on, man.
He's very consistent in his approach every single day. Obviously, he's got the STI, size, toughness, and instincts to be an elite player.
Here is my favorite player. This guy, oh, man, he's really something. He's got honor, integrity, and vigor. He's got that HIV. No, coach! No! Whoa! Don't do that. What is the matter with you? I have to go to school tomorrow. Everybody can hear you. That's no good. Come on, man. Oh man.
Role models win, and that is whatever is necessary today.
Oh my God.
That's just a lack of spelling.
Oh, this is my I love this player, Tori. He's got that attitude, intensity, determination, and strength. No, coach. No.
It's funny because I was trying to make one with the same word.
No, see? we're all going to be in trouble.
Yes, we are.
But I
turn off the radio.
Oh, Mitch is fine. Mitch is in bed. I'll tell you how I know he's in bed, because he gets to work at 2:30 in the morning. When I was hosting overnights, Mitch Rosen, the first contact I would have with him every day was about 2:30. And I thought, hey, man, that's early, bro. Get your sleep, man. Sleep in. Many texters have chimed in at 312-644-6767. And two of them say, at least it's not STD. Okay, you know that it's STI is the new term now. That's the new acronym. They don't say STD anymore. They say STI. It's a sexually transmitted infection. So STI is the new one. It's kind of like we went from VD to STD to STI. That's where we are. So STI is just as bad as what you're talking about. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Hey. Listen to me when I tell you this. When we come back, we're going to get to your phone calls. I don't want you to be upset. You've been holding. I know you've been holding. You've been wanting to tell me what you think will define a successful Bears season as they start training camp this week. And the first practice that everybody can see will be on Saturday, or the people who attend can see on Saturday. So what is going to be a successful season in your mind? Let us know. 312-644-67. We do have Eric Edholm, who covers football for NFL.com. He's with us in the next hour. We're also going to talk to Alex Cohen, who is calling the game for the Cubs on Marquee. He's taking Boog's place tomorrow afternoon, as the Cubs will have a game against the Diamondbacks at Wrigley Field. 1:20 is the first pitch. I'm Chris Ranji on the Score.
He's got the STI.
What's the reason to duck? It's here. You know, there's no reason to duck. I'm here. Rome's here. Keenan Allen, you know, top five defense that we had last year. You know, special teams, all the new roles, whatever. You know, we're here. So I'm excited. I know everybody's excited. The Bear fans are excited from what I've heard and seen. And there's no reason to duck. You know, attack it, you know, head first. And go get it.
It's Chris Ranji on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Tell you what, Caleb Williams, if anything, he seems to have the right attitude and seems to be handling all of this very well. Granted, nothing has really started yet. It does tomorrow, because it's the day the Bears report for training camp at Halas Hall. The Score will have in-depth coverage of training camp to get you set for the 2024 season. Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. I am Chris Ranji. We are approaching the third hour of the show. I'm with you until 9 o'clock tonight. Eric Edholm from NFL.com will talk some football with us. Of course, we'll ask him about the Bears. So that's coming up next hour. Alex Cohen, who is filling in for Boog Shambi tomorrow on Marquee, he is the Iowa Cubs play-by-play fella, and he's going to be with us at 8 o'clock tonight. Text messages. Look, man, just because we brought to you Eli Drinkwitz and his use of acronyms, his unfortunate or humorous, however you want to look at it, this is not an invitation for you to abuse the text line in such a way that you think you can bring in your own acronyms. I am not asking you to send in acronyms like this, that the Bears are going to be VD this season, very dominant. Look, I'm not asking for that. And I don't want you to do it.
Whatever you do at home, don't do it.
Do not. Like this one from the 269. Determination, intensity, competitiveness, killer. What are you doing? You're going to get us all in trouble.
D-I-O.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. STI. Strength. What was it? Strength, toughness, and integrity? Intensity. What was it? What did Eli Drinkwitz say?
He's got the STI. Strength. He's very consistent in his approach every single day. Obviously, he's got the STI, size, toughness, and instincts to be an elite player.
Size, toughness, and instincts. That's what it is. That's Mizzou coach Eli Drinkwitz at SEC Media Day. Let's get to your phone calls, shall we? There have been a lot of people who have hung out for a while. Andy is in California and is joining us on the Score. Hi, Andy. Are you listening on the app?
I am, Chris. How you doing, bud?
Doing great. Get that Audacy app, AUDACY. You can be like Andy listening from California.
I'm on it right now, and I'm on it. I listen to you guys all day long. I really do.
Awesome.
You know, with that, you know, I talked to the gentleman that I talked to on the screen in the calls earlier, just in terms of what I would view as a, you know, a successful season for the Bears. And all the time I've listened, and everybody saying 10 wins, 11 wins, 8 wins, whatever. But you got to break it down even further than that. You've got to just focus on the division, because last year we should have beat Detroit twice. We were better than Detroit twice. Detroit knows we were better than Detroit twice. We improved our team better than Detroit did in the offseason. We lost to Green Bay twice. We have got to win the division first. And if we can go 3-1 against Detroit and Green Bay collectively, that is going to probably equate to around 11 or a 12 win season and a division title. But if we beat up the cab drivers like they used to talk to about, Julio Cesar Chavez winning 150 fights and, you know, one loss, you know, beating up cab drivers, we go 7-0 in our first 7 games and then go 0-5 in our first division games, we're not in the playoffs. So what good does it go, you know, 11-5 when we're not even going to get into the playoffs as a wild card? So we need to focus on the division, and I think it's going to be a successful season that we focus on Detroit and Green Bay, notwithstanding Minnesota. They've always been a thorn on our side too, but they're going to be rebuilding this year too. But focus on that division, and if we can go 4-2 in our division, to me, I think that's going to be a win.
Okay. I appreciate the phone call, Andy. And I would like to see them. This is not going to be one of those things where, beat Green Bay is the only thing that matters. It's not just about beating the Packers, at least for me. Nor is it about just beating Detroit. But I think if you are doing that for a division that was last year, there were no juggernauts in the division last year, but there were all solid teams. The Bears were the best, probably, I would say, the best of the worst divisional teams in football last year. So from top to bottom, the NFC North is consistent. So if you're doing well in that division, the likelihood is that you're doing well with the overall record. At least that's how I would see it. Dave is in Wisconsin and on the score. Good evening, Dave.
How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Thank you for taking my call. I hope this is the year for the Bears. And I think with Justin Fields gone, and now that we got Caleb Williams, you see a different Bears team. And is this the year we can finally get by Green Bay and prove Jordan Love? Because I know he thinks this. He thinks he owns the Bears. Can we prove him wrong that he doesn't?
Well, Dave, I appreciate the phone call. And I, man, all right, maybe I'm totally wrong about this. And maybe this is just the word we were using earlier, hopium. You keep hearing the word hopium that we're all injecting into our veins. One of the hopium drugs that I am taking is that I'm hoping Jordan Love isn't actually as good as last year. That was an aberration. And maybe that's just, maybe I am totally wrong and that is nothing but stupid hope. But that's where I'm at. I'm just hoping that that dude actually isn't that good. Please, God, let him not be that good. Ken in Evanston, you're on the score.
Hey, good evening, Ranger.
What's up, dude?
So I noticed that Caleb Williams claims he modeled his arm throwing after Aaron Rodgers. You know what? His release looks just like Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I mean, that's what he's shooting for. So hopefully he performs even half as well as Rodgers did.
Yahoo!
Thank you, Dave. Ken in Evanston. Wait, is that who we just talked to? We just talked to Ken in Evanston. Mike in Byron is on the score. Hello, Mike.
Hey, and I got R&R. That's Ranji and Radio.
Okay. All right. Good. You did it. All right.
You got that?
Congratulate. Great acronym. You've nailed it.
And what I want to talk about is the Bears schedule in the first half. Okay. We got a lot of non-central games. You know what I mean? It's not in division. So, I mean, Caleb Williams should be able to acclimate with his teammates in that 8-9 game span. They get the break, and then it's division games. If we can take care of the division, I think we're okay. That's where I agree with the last caller before, that the Central, I mean the NFC North, is going to be, that's where the Bears need to dominate. You know what I mean? Take care of business. We can do that at the second half of Caleb Williams, you know, getting used to his teammates, and they acclimate with the new offensive coordinator. I think it'd be good.
Mike, I am with you, and I appreciate the phone call. That's it. I really do think, and those are two callers now who have essentially said the same thing. And I will just say, if they are winning against teams in the North because of the quality of the teams, and we're not talking about world beaters here, but most of the teams in the division are probably going to be competitive. I don't know about Minnesota, but the Packers, the Lions, if the Bears are doing well against those teams, the likelihood is they're doing well elsewhere in the NFL. And if that's the case, then they have a legitimate chance of at least winning a wild card. I don't know that I would say they're going to win the division, but they would have a pretty good chance at winning a wild card. Appreciate the phone calls. A text message into 312-644-6767 talking about Eli Drinkwitz's STI acronym. This one says the hyper, H-Y-P-R-R, was a ridiculous acronym, and I had completely forgotten about that. That was Minnesota, right? Wasn't that a P.J. Fleck? I think it was the P.J. Fleck, and it's this is a really stupid acronym. HYPRR, How Yours Process Result Response. Okay. Guys, if there happens to be, and I know there's not, but if anybody listening happens to know a football coach, because football coaches have this thing where they are so busy, they can't possibly be bothered to do anything but think about football every single moment of every single day they're awake. And this is every single football coach in the history of football. For whatever reason, that means they don't watch TV, they don't listen to the radio, they don't listen to podcasts, they don't do anything else because they have to only pay attention to football. If you happen to know a football coach, please do me a favor and tell them to stop it with the acronyms. We don't need acronyms.
Our culture is called the hyperculture. Go figure. Right? H-Y-P-R-R. It's an acronym.
Good Lord. How Yours Process Result Response. Please stop it.
It's not even a word.
It doesn't even make sense. It's supposed to be hyper. That's stupid.
That's just a bunch of letters you put together.
Oh, for the love of God. Football, there's something about football coaches. I think they're all mentally unstable. Coming up next, we will talk to play-by-play voice for the Iowa Cubs, filling in for Boog Shambi on the marquee broadcast tomorrow for the Cubs as they take on the Diamondbacks of Wrigley. 1:20 game, 12:45 pregame show right here on The Score. We'll talk to Alex Cohen next.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's the reason to duck? It's here. You know, there's no reason to duck. I'm here. Rome's here. Keenan Allen, you know, top five defense that we had last year, you know, special teams, all the new roles, whatever. You know, it's we're here. So I'm excited. I know everybody's excited. The Bear fans are excited from what I've heard and seen. And there's no reason to duck, you know, attack it, you know, head first and go get it.
It's Chris Ronji on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Tell you what, Caleb Williams, if anything, he seems to have the right attitude and seems to be handling all of this very well. Granted, nothing has really started yet. It does tomorrow because it's the day the Bears report for training camp at Halas Hall. The Score will have in-depth coverage of training camp to get you set for the 2024 season. Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. I am Chris Ronji. We are approaching the third hour of the show. I'm with you until 9 o'clock tonight. Eric Edholm from NFL.com will talk some football with us. Of course, we'll ask him about the Bears. So that's coming up next hour. Alex Cohen, who is filling in for Boog Shambi tomorrow on Marquee, he is the Iowa Cubs play-by-play fella, and he's going to be with us at 8 o'clock tonight. Text messages. Look, man, just because we brought to you Eli Drinkwitz and his use of acronyms, his unfortunate or humorous, however you want to look at it, this is not an invitation for you to abuse the text line in such a way that you think you can bring in your own acronyms. I am not asking you to send in acronyms like this, that the Bears are going to be VD this season, very dominant. Look, I'm not asking for that. And I don't want you to do it.
Whatever you do at home, don't do it.
Do not. Like this one from the 269. Determination, intensity, competitiveness, killer. What are you doing? You're going to get us all in trouble.
D-I-O.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. STI. Strength. What was it? Strength, toughness, and integrity? Intensity. What was it? What did Eli Drinkwitz say?
He's got the STI. Strength? He's very consistent in his approach every single day. Obviously, he's got the STI, size, toughness, and instincts to be an elite player.
Size, toughness, and instincts. That's what it is. That's Mizzou coach Eli Drinkwitz at SEC Media Day. Let's get to your phone calls, shall we? There have been a lot of people who have hung out for a while. Andy is in California and is joining us on the score. Hi, Andy. Are you listening on the app?
I am, Chris. How you doing, bud?
Doing great. Get that Audacy app, AUDACY. You can be like Andy listening from California.
I'm on it right now, and I'm on it. I listen to you guys all day long. I really do.
Awesome.
You know, with that, you know, I talked to the gentleman that I talked to on the screen in the calls earlier, just in terms of what I would view as a, you know, a successful season for the Bears. And all the time I've listened, and everybody's saying 10 wins, 11 wins, 8 wins, whatever. But you got to break it down even further than that. You've got to just focus on the division, because last year we should have beat Detroit twice. We were better than Detroit twice. Detroit knows we were better than Detroit twice. We improved our team better than Detroit did in the offseason. We lost to Green Bay twice. We have got to win the division first. And if we can go 3-1 against Detroit and Green Bay collectively, that is going to probably equate to around 11 or a 12 win season and a division title. But if we beat up the cab drivers like they used to talk to about, Julio Cesar Chavez winning 150 fights and, you know, one loss, you know, beating up cab drivers, we go 7-0 in our first 7 games and then go 0-5 in our first division games, we're not in the playoffs. So what good does it go, you know, 11-5 when we're not even going to get into the playoffs as a wild card? So we need to focus on the division, and I think it's going to be a successful season that we focus on Detroit and Green Bay, notwithstanding Minnesota. They've always been a thorn on our side too, but they're going to be rebuilding this year too. But focus on that division. And if we can go 4-2 in our division, to me, I think that's going to be a win.
Okay. I appreciate the phone call, Andy. And I would like to see them. This is not going to be one of those things where, you know, beat Green Bay is the only thing that matters. It's not just about beating the Packers, at least for me. Nor is it about just beating Detroit. But I think if you are doing that for a division that was last year, there were no juggernauts in the division last year, but there were all solid teams. The Bears were the best, probably, I would say, the best of the worst divisional teams in football last year. So from top to bottom, the NFC North is consistent. So if you're doing well in that division, the likelihood is that you're doing well with the overall record. At least that's how I would see it. Dave is in Wisconsin and on the score. Good evening, Dave.
How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Thank you for taking my call. I hope this is the year for the Bears. And I think with Justin Fields gone, and now that we got Caleb Williams, you see a different Bears team. And is this the year we can finally get by Green Bay and prove Jordan Love? Because I know he thinks this. He thinks he owns the Bears. Can we prove him wrong that he doesn't?
Well, Dave, I appreciate the phone call. And all right, maybe I'm totally wrong about this. And maybe this is just the word we were using earlier, hopium. You keep hearing the word hopium that we're all injecting into our veins. One of the hopium drugs that I am taking is that I'm hoping Jordan Love isn't actually as good as last year. That was an aberration. And maybe that's just, maybe I am totally wrong and that is nothing but stupid hope. But that's where I'm at. I'm just hoping that dude actually isn't that good. Please, God, let him not be that good. Ken in Evanston, you're on the score.
Hey, good evening, Ranger.
What's up, dude?
So I noticed that Caleb Williams claims he modeled his arm throwing after Aaron Rodgers. You know what? His release looks just like Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I mean, that's what he's shooting for. So hopefully he performs even half as well as Rodgers did.
Yahoo!
Thank you, Dave. Ken in Evanston. Wait, is that who we just talked to? We just talked to Ken in Evanston. Mike in Byron is on the score. Hello, Mike.
Hey, and I got R&R. That's Ranji and Radio.
Okay, all right, good. You did it. All right.
You got that?
Congratulate. Great acronym. You've nailed it.
And what I want to talk about is the Bears' schedule in the first half. Okay, we got a lot of non-central games. You know what I mean? It's not in division. So, I mean, Caleb Williams should be able to acclimate with his teammates in that 8-9 game span. They get the break. And then it's division games. If we can take care of the division, I think we're okay. That's where I agree with the last caller before that the Central, I mean the NFC North, is going to be – that's where the Bears need to dominate. You know what I mean? Take care of business. We can do that at the second half of Caleb Williams, you know, getting used to his teammates, and they acclimate with the new offensive coordinator. I think it'd be good.
Mike, I am with you, and I appreciate the phone call. That's it. I really do think and those are two callers now who have essentially said the same thing. And I will just say, if they are winning against teams in the North because of the quality of the teams, and we're not talking about world beaters here, but most of the teams in the division are probably going to be competitive. I don't know about Minnesota, but the Packers, the Lions, if the Bears are doing well against those teams, the likelihood is they're doing well elsewhere in the NFL. And if that's the case, then they have a legitimate chance of at least winning a wild card. I don't know that I would say they're going to win the division, but they would have a pretty good chance at winning a wild card. Appreciate the phone calls. A text message into 312-644-6767 talking about Eli Drinkwitz's STI acronym. This one says the hyper, H-Y-P-R-R, was a ridiculous acronym, and I had completely forgotten about that. That was Minnesota, right? Wasn't that a P.J. Fleck? I think it was the P.J. Fleck, and it's this is a really stupid acronym. H-Y-P-R-R, how, yours, process, result, response. Okay. Guys, if there happens to be, and I know there's not, but if anybody listening happens to know a football coach, because football coaches have this thing where they are so busy, they can't possibly be bothered to do anything but think about football every single moment of every single day they're awake. And this is every single football coach in the history of football. For whatever reason, that means they don't watch TV, they don't listen to the radio, they don't listen to podcasts, they don't do anything else because they have to only pay attention to football. If you happen to know a football coach, please do me a favor and tell them to stop it with the acronyms. We don't need acronyms.
Our culture is called the hyperculture. Go figure, right? H-Y-P-R-R. It's an acronym.
Good Lord. How, yours, process, result, response. Please stop it.
It's not even a word.
It doesn't even make sense. It's supposed to be hyper. That's stupid.
That's just a bunch of letters you put together.
Oh, for the love of God. Football, there's something about football coaches. I think they're all mentally unstable. Coming up next, We will talk to play-by-play voice for the Iowa Cubs, filling in for Boog Shambi on the marquee broadcast tomorrow for the Cubs as they take on the Diamondbacks of Wrigley. 1:20 game, 12:45 pregame show right here on The Score. We'll talk to Alex Cohen next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.